Yeah, yeah, check 1-2, check 1-2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called the Swindler. Mm-hmm. The Swindler. You need 3/4 cups of dry ginger ale, a half cup of fresh raspberries, a half cup of sweet and low, a half packet, sorry, not a cup, a cup of pink Moscato chilled, some heart-shaped ice cubes. This is for the ratchet girls. So before you do anything else, make sure your Moscato is chilled, fancy, and you have the heart-shaped ice cubes in the freezer. In a blender, combine the ginger ale, raspberries, and sweet and low. Place a few of the ice cubes into the glass, add the raspberry mixture, and then top with the pink Moscato. Add a raspberry garnish to top. And then drop a few of the heart-shaped ice cubes carefully on top. And that's the Swindler.
And I won't be getting swindled.
I don't like Moscato.
Me either. And I don't like raspberry. What is with you and raspberries?
I've really been eating raspberries lately. And I just love them.
Okay. Well, welcome back to Cocktails Ready Discussions, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
We have a special episode for you, but we do have a few things that we wanted to make sure that we mentioned today. First of all, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that we have a live show coming up on Thursday, May 12th, here in Atlanta. It's going to be at City Winery. Click the link in the description box to get your tickets.
You do have to be vaccinated.
You do.
To attend the festivities.
You do. It is the rule of the venue. So don't ask us about getting past the rule. We ain't got nothing to do with that.
If you get a VIP ticket, you got to get vaxxed.
Yeah. So get vaxxed and come to the show and have a good time because it's going to be wonderful. And we are committed to new stories for you. And I'm going out of town.
I would like it if some of y'all, the advice letters that you send and it's about your man or someone you're dating, bring him to the show.
Yeah.
Bring him to the show.
If you buy your ticket and you want to ask some advice at the show, like, let us know.
Yep.
Okay. Also, check out Patreon, patreon.com/cocktails. If you are a patron, you got early access to these tickets, and we are working on other cities. So go ahead and sign up for Patreon. You get early access to stuff, bonus episodes every single week. And it's just a really cool community of people.
It's a
way to, lives.
Yeah, we do lives. You get to get intimate with me and Kiki. Intimate conversations, let me be clear, because it's not like a pass to, you know, getting nobody's booty hole. Calm down. It's just intimate conversations, and it's a fun way to financially help out the show.
Yes. Okay. Any other updates?
You guys hear me talk about Paradise and Vibe weekly on the show. We going to Morocco. We're riding camels. We're going to mountaintops. We're trying spices in Marrakesh. And this week, we have the founders of Paradise and Vibe. We have Ayana, a.k.a. Yoga Bay, and we got Cassandra.
Welcome, ladies.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Good, girl. Happy to be here. I'm just in awe, just like watching. It's just so beautiful.
It is. Oh, thank you. If you guys are patrons, again, you met Ayana before because we did a bonus episode where we did aerial silks, and she was the one who had the best balance and was doing everything like she was born on the aerial
silks. She was. and you met her because I did a bonus episode with her during COVID, remember?
Oh, yeah.
On Patreon. It was a video. Our videos were dusty. But it was, we did it, and it was a really great episode. Before we play the game with them, I want you guys to just share a little bit about Paradise and Vibe and how it came about.
You want to do this one?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we went to Jamaica for Ayana's birthday, 2020. And we were in the ocean the last day. And I was just on a vibe, I guess, because there was a lot going on that day. So Ayana's talking about people, some hotels wanting to bring her to teach yoga. And I look at her and I'm like, girl, you're the star. You're going to bring the people.
You the sauce.
Literally. I'm like, why not create your own retreat? And from there, I always say I didn't even want to be a part of it, but Ayana was like, no, girl, come on.
Come on.
I'm bringing you with me.
You coming with me.
Literally. So, So we got back, and I would say less than 60 days, we had everything planned, ready to go, like website up.
Less than 60 days,
less
bro?
Than 60 Girl, days.
We don't play no games.
We were living at the gathering spot, basically. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you know how they was talking about Kanye living at the dome? Mm-hmm. Girl, yes. we was up in the gathering spot, living there.
Can you spend the night in the gathering spot?
It's 24
hours. It's 24
hours.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I love the gathering spot. Shout out to them.
Shout out to the TGS.
Yes.
Yes.
Love them.
Black History Month.
No, so y'all were living there, basically.
We were living at TGS, and we took an idea in the middle of the Caribbean Sea to actually manifesting it in physical. And both of us were like, "Girl, we have no idea what we're doing." Because remember, 2020 is still fresh in the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we were really like, are we outside of our minds? Like, we're about to do an international yoga retreat in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. Are we crazy? And we was like, yeah.
And all we can it.
And we
and
did
it.
Done. And it sold out.
And now you on the yeah. third Now you're on the third Paradise installation. Vibe.
Yes, and thank you for being our third, basically.
Literally, yeah.
That's exciting. They do this thing on the trip called co-creating. Co-creating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do a co-creation circle, which sounds like what y'all did in the ocean in Jamaica, but we did it in the ocean in Jamaica. Uh-huh. And everybody, one person gets in the circle at a time, and everybody basically, like, says, you say what you want, but you say it like you have it. Like, I am married to Drake. And then the whole circle says, we're at the wedding. Like, I want to invite. Okay. Like, I can see. But basically.
So that was that activity y'all were doing before we started recording. Yes. I was like, are y'all both on Drake?
Sandra was checking up on Drake.
It's a manifesting type of thing.
Yes. It's a very, it's manifesting. It's amazing. It's just a great vibe. The amount of times we're going to say vibe in this episode is probably going to be annoying.
Take a shot every time you hear the word vibe.
Yes. And also, take your taste vitamins. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. Take those vitamins. If you're running low, check your supply right now. Just go ahead and make another order. Mm-hmm. You should just set a reminder in your phone. The link is in the description box, and use the code COCKTAILS10. You'll get 10% off. And check out the other goodies that they have on the site.
Thank us later.
Yes. So we do have a game that we're going to play with you guys, and it is called I'm Curious to Know. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask you some questions. There is no way out. You just have to answer the question. But they're not. It's nothing crazy. I don't think I didn't actually read them this time.
Oh, okay. You didn't?
No. So, this is for the both of you. What is your favorite position? Sexual position. So, I lied.
Unless you're a virgin. Crazy.
Oh, well, you know, maybe a couple years ago, but not as of lately. So, I just got into doing child's pose. But with a big fluffy pillow underneath, like between your belly button and the top of your pelvis. So arch that pelvic floor up, knees together, separate the feet. And then if you can try to like ease your abdomen down toward the bed and then slowly open your knees.
This sounds like we're in yoga class, bro.
Are
you taking notes?
No, I don't know what the fuck child's pose is. I don't be in yoga.
That's the one where you look at everything like on the floor, but you're on your knees.
So some people have
their arms out this way, and some people have, this is what I do when I have cramps. It's similar to the fetal position.
Uh-huh. It's similar. Listen, bust it.
It's life-changing.
Listen, bust it down in child's pose, baby.
So you be on top? Or he coming from behind?
He coming from behind. And see, he's comfortable. I'm comfortable. And I'm rest, you know, it, mm-hmm. and it really helps to open up your hips.
I see that.
It allows that angle, y'all, that angle.
Do you have to
be
on the
knees
floor?
Knees together, legs
You can be on a bed. Yeah, knees together. Maybe you can add it in a, you know.
You know what? I've done something similar. I call it the get your rent paid position. But your upper body would be up instead of laying down. I will try this.
This girl, one is definitely relaxing.
It's a really good lazy, like, good position that you and your partner would like. Because you're at the angle you are, you can get real good control of it. You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Yeah, listen, girl. Mm-hmm. Listen. Put your girls in child's pose.
Child's
pose.
Yeah. I think it's about to be
What
is child's pose?
How can I get her there?
I feel like you might get
You don't even need to be flexible for this one. So if you're a little nervous because we just say
yoga. This is like one of those poses in yoga where you get in it when you kind of worn yourself out, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yes. It's a restorative posture. Mm. And it's also an inversion because anytime you drop your head below the heart, you slow down your heart rate, slow down your breathing. And it actually makes sense why this posture would feel really, really good in an intimate position. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. Huh. I'm not doing my notes, Cassandra. Yeah. What you like, sis?
Starfish? I'm kidding.
I instantly thought about you.
I did, too. One time, this nigga had me laid out like a fucking starfish because he tried to fuck me in the ass and all like that shit. And I was just like, ah! Leave me alone. Don't touch me. Listening to her ass.
You know, starfish.
Yeah, so I was just like, I can't move. I think something is broke. I'm paralyzed. Like, you know you was wrong for that shit. Like, that's for somebody who's little, not you.
Okay. Next one. When was the last time you broke someone's heart, and what did you do?
Ooh. Heartbreak, you got the best of me.
Oh, this must have just happened.
You're giggling.
But not because it's funny.
Cassandra. She's trying to put out the disclaimer. Just
you look bad. I'm not an asshole.
You, I'll go first. I'm probably doing it now.
You breaking a heart?
Damn. I think so. You think it's plural?
What did you do?
Typical, just being disinterested.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you acting like one of them.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Okay.
Not feeling it.
Yeah.
Just not feeling it in E-Man.
One of my favorite things about Cassandra is that she knows what she wants and is unwilling to...
waver.
Yeah.
I love that. Because yeah. that is how it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stick to your guns, girl.
Stick to them because the men are out here. They're listening to Kevin Samuels, and they are out here just acting crazy. Stick to your
guns.
You know
what I was listening to? Brent Faez.
Oh, I love him.
He's toxic.
I love his music,
he's
too.
Toxic.
But he is R&B Future. Listen to the words.
Yes,
he be on some shit. Now, I like it. It's a vibe. It is a vibe.
But you feel sorry for whoever he's romantically
involved
with.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. I was in the car with this nigga, and he had this song on repeat. Was he trying to tell me something? Or he was just feeling the song. Now I'm over here in my head. Anyway.
What you do?
Friend. Okay, can you repeat the question, please?
It's bad.
When was the last time you broke someone's heart, and what did you do? Dang, is he alive?
Yeah, so... you know, my love is in Venus. Excuse me, my Venus is in Libra. So I'm real up and down, you know, with my love life and you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can with what I got.
Does that mean Libra? Is that why I'm up and down in my love life? Because I am a Libra.
Well, do you know what your Venus is in, Key? Do you know?
Mine is the same. I want to say it's in Leo. Both of us.
You should be a little,
aggressive.
A little aggressive.
We were just talking about how thirsty we get, and we were screaming on the last episode. I want to go on a date. Let's get married. Why are we playing games?
Okay. Well, since Ayana is not answering the question,
right?
The next one is: if you were gonna holla at a guy, what would you say to him?
Oh, baby, pull up. Listen, that's my new thing. Like, I'm shooting my shot.
That's right.
I think I would say, "What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner."
Okay.
What's up, baby?
And you're
not playing
like
no games.
Yeah, she.
That's what I'm gonna start. Don't do that tonight. Baby? I'm gonna go to the grocery store. I'm just gonna be like, "What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner."
And he gonna be like, "Bitch, I'm trying to cook dinner."
Or his wife is gonna come walking and be like, "What did you say?"
Mm-hmm. Let me know how it goes. All right. Next one. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
The way y'all look at each other is like, whoa.
Can I lie? Mm-hmm. I was 21.
So responsible.
I'm not gonna lie, I was 18.
Oh, that's still a really great age. I'm still younger than both of y'all.
Yeah, I was 17.
I think I was 16 or 17. We some bad bitches. When do you think a woman should offer to pay for a date? I thought that was the inside of my mind.
That's me.
When should she? You know what? My tune has changed over the years. I think at any moment she chooses to. I think women paying for dates kind of gives them more power over how the night ends, and maybe even how it begins. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of women sometimes get like buyer's remorse. Mm. So a way to you know. Not have to go through that. It's just pay for it from the beginning. I mean, if you don't That way you don't feel like you owe him anything.
Bleep that out when this episode
ends. I disagree. From the depths of my soul. I don't think that we should have to pay for anything ever. We have to give birth. So there's that.
We have a portal between our legs.
Literally. And the date should end how you want it to end no matter what. You should never feel pressured to do anything. I never do. Yeah. But I actually will pay for, after so many dates, I usually will pay. Like maybe second or third, I'm like, oh, a coffee. I got it.
Oh, so yeah. Many dates. I was like, okay, yeah, six or seven. And then yeah, I got yeah. The eighth one, bro.
Yeah.
I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I behave.
You ran out on me yet. You still call it.
That's what we need to make, punch cards. You punch it every time we go, and then when we get to...
They're going
to
think we're crazy. We need all the help we can get. I am not doing that. Okay, that was the last question. We're going to move on to weird sex, and then we're going to talk to you guys some more.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Okay. So this week, you guys, for weird sex, I have a story. Where's this girl? This was in Florida. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so Catherine Tramell, 37 years old. Now, I kind of feel like somebody was hating on her ass, but I'll tell you the story. So her and her friend were asked to leave a restaurant, Irish 31, in Seminole, because somebody caught them fucking in the bathroom. Authorities said in their report that she returned to the bathroom with her friend for a second time and broke the sink. That's probably when they got called. The defendant was observed entering the bathroom a second time when no other subjects were inside, then leaving shortly afterward. The staff inspected the bathroom, and the white bathroom sink had broken off the damn wall and was damaged. Nobody else was seen in there, but she had been in there fucking just before, so they like knew what was up. Now, she is wrong for breaking those people's bathroom and then just walking out like did nothing happen, but
because there was probably water squirting everywhere. Man,
could you imagine? Why was y'all on the sink?
Why were y'all in the bathroom? Because
I know what kind of toilet, what kind of sink it was. It's the kind that be like on the cement walls, like at the gas station. Mm-hmm. No shade, but Irish 31 don't sound fancy. I don't think their bathrooms look like nice like in here. So when you see that sink, you thought that two people could get their asses up on that thing to have sex? Now that was silly, but the police?
They were from Florida. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what happened. She wouldn't give an explanation about how the sink broke. She was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. But her friend, whoever she was fucking, they ain't get no charges. Well, that's not right. Take them both down if you're going to take them down. Anyway, she'll be getting prosecuted soon. Y'all, don't be fucking in bathrooms on those people's sinks. Just do it dirty. Like normal people do and just stand up.
I mean, it's dirty.
It is dirty, but if you already there, you're already going to do it. Mm. Some bathrooms are clean. I don't be in the bathroom fucking, to be clear. I'm just saying. It doesn't sound like this is like my favorite activity. No.
You been in kebab land?
Mm-mm. Oh, definitely not fucking in there.
Their bathroom is not cute, but I do love kebab land. Shout out to kebab land if y'all ever trying to sponsor.
Mm-hmm. What is kebab land, friend?
Kebab land? You never been to kebab land?
On Piedmont? No.
It's right by Red Pepper.
And it's open really late if you ever want to get a good... Are you vegan?
No.
Okay, they got hummus.
She got that vegan look, but you're not vegan.
You do have that vegan look.
It's a Mediterranean spot, but like...
Yeah, okay.
It's Kebab-a-lan. They also got hookah.
I was about to say they got hookah.
Yeah.
You go ahead and put
it
away.
I'm
like, and they got... Yeah, it's definitely like a lounge.
All the uncles be there.
Yeah. They do. The daddies be there. Okay. Has everybody seen the Tinder swindler on?
No. Yes, it was so good.
I wasn't feeling it in the beginning. How many minutes did you watch? Because
I watched the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing. Now, yeah. I will tell you, when the first couple of minutes, I was like, this is boring. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just because they talked like this. And
it wasn't no action.
With him.
And I'm like, how the fuck did y'all get swindled out of your cash money?
But it
loans. Gets good.
It's a documentary.
Yes.
You gotta watch the whole lying. That's what got me. I was like, no, there's not more. No, you didn't. Almost talked one of the women into selling her home.
Yes.
So basically there's this guy on Tinder who just recently got caught, mind you. He was swindling people out of big money. hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the bitches that didn't have the money, they were taking out loans. He was like, call American Express, and this is what I need you to do. He wasn't even in their, like, in the same city they were in.
Nope.
He would, but what he did to swindle them was he would pull up in jets, in private jets. He would, like, one of the girls, I think she lived in Amsterdam or something, and she was like, I really want to meet you. He was like, oh, I am here in your city. And he would, like, pull up and wine and dine you, and then he would do it for
Meanwhile,
about 40.
Karen from Massachusetts paid for that jet.
Yep. Karen from Massachusetts paid for the jet. So I bring that up to say the women were doing, I mean, dumb
too
stuff.
Much.
I can't even believe it. I would want my face blurred and my voice blurred out if I was.
I don't want nobody to know. It's gonna happen to them again.
It's gonna. I can't believe you would let that happen. The man lied. He said he was from a diamond family. He really wasn't. He was an Israeli man that was broke as shit, had nothing, and they ended up catching him.
But oh, a smart guy.
They didn't catch him until this documentary. Like, the documentary was actively out, and then he was still dating a girl who he had been dating since he had been swindling everybody else. And she saw the documentary and was like, is this you, darling? And he was like, no. Like, no, this isn't me.
I saw they just kicked him off the dating app.
It was absolutely ridiculous. And I wanted to know, have you ladies ever done something so dumb in the name of love?
Of course, all the time.
That's what I
all
have.
All the time?
That's what my breakdown was on before I came in here.
Who's having a breakdown?
Tell us.
So before I came in here, well, I went out to dinner last night, and somebody brought up like a version of myself from the past that I had forgotten about. Like, my mind was like, forget about her, because we don't need that to move forward. And then they brought it up, and I was like, oh. And then I thought, oh, my God. How pathetic was I?
Did they bring it up to embarrass you, or was it
no?
Just like,
they just said like something like, "Oh, you talked about him all the time," and I was like, "Oh, I did." And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, "Oh my God, I bet everybody thought I was pathetic."
I have definitely had those moments. Far too many of them. I'm ashamed to say. So,
have
yeah.
you ever paid a man's rent?
Hold
no.
up.
Now that's we talked about
now
a date.
You're getting real. Like,
see, y'all was judging me
insane.
For a date.
No, I've never 20, done it. I just wanted to know.
I like, know.
Had we ever gone that...
Have you done that shit?
No.
Because you need a whooping if you did.
And
you
I
need
would
to go
let
to jail.
Y'all whoop me. I have a belt over there.
I did put a man on a Greyhound, though.
How much
I did
it
that?
It was $20?
It was like... This was... Oh, my God, y'all. Do y'all remember... Oh, I got something good.
What is it? Tell us. Yeah,
do y'all remember when... This was the y'all remember the cell phone watches way before the iWatch.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been like 2000.
I don't remember a cell phone.
2010.
How that work?
2000.
Oh, I'm just playing.
Girl, shit, girl, we getting up there. Y'all don't remember the cell phone watches anyway.
No.
This has to be like 2009, 2010. Anyway, this guy on Facebook, I was going through a breakup, and he used to wear the white Fable glasses. I should have known.
Yeah,
I should have fucking
you definitely
known.
He
used to wear the white Fable glasses, but he, you know, he sold a little. Anyway, so we get to talking on Facebook, and he's just really funny, and I'm going through a breakup, and he's like, I want to come see you, and I was like, okay, you know what, pull up, and I had actually ran into him in Atlanta, so I thought he was local, and then he hit me on Facebook and was like, I think I saw you, blah, blah, blah. And so he's like, you know, I'm in South Carolina. You know, I would love to come see you. And we had been, like, talking over Facebook. And I was like, okay, you know, pull up. And he was like, well, you know what I'm saying? I don't really got a car right. My car is in the shop, you know, da, da, da. And I was like, okay. And so we just kept talking and kept talking. I was like, I mean, he say his car in the shop.
He went to go get it.
And no, I put him on Greyhound.
Oh, he got flued out. He got bust out.
I bust him out.
Bust it, baby.
And I pull up to the Greyhound. And y'all remember that cartoon where he got like the stick and the little
yes.
No. When I tell you he might as well put it like Elmer Fudd.
He
okay.
That thing. Pie.
That thing put up. And you know how like t-shirts when they get soggy and sweaty? Girl, he pull up. Girl, I was like,
they don't
why
have
instantly.
Air on the bus?
Huh?
They don't have air on
girl, I guess not. In 2010, friend, I don't know. But I think it lasted for like 24 hours, and I put him back on the Greyhound. I was like, you gotta go.
You gotta go back where you came
from. You gotta go. Yeah. So I, you know, I did
well,
that.
I got one more. I paid my boyfriend's last semester of college.
Damn, bitch! Was it community college?
That's not that.
No, it was the University of Georgia.
Man, everybody's about to be in Cassandra's DMs.
Do
after
you want
this
a girlfriend?
Do you think because I got student loans. I need a little
okay.
help.
And I put out a pretty easy
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This was pretty serious. No, I wasn't. Oh. I was just trying to, it was a black man. I want him to see him like not be able to finish school. Mm-hmm. And he was in his last semester. He's going to go on to do like really good things in his career. So logic kicked in and I'm like, I can't let him not finish school. So I wrote out a contract so that he had to pay me back because we was going to be on Judge Judy if he didn't.
Well, it's going to be more than small claims court now.
And he paid me back with interest. And he took me shopping after. He was nice.
And that's, men like to say that women don't do nothing. Yeah. We don't spend money. We don't give emotional investments.
Because y'all be wanting that shit out the gate.
And that's not how it works.
No. Yeah. We had been together for a while before I did that. Yeah.
That's a big
problem. I'm glad that didn't end in tragedy because I was nervous.
I started sweating, bro.
Yeah, I'm hot.
What has your dating in Atlanta experience been like? Would you rate it, scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being the absolute worst, or a 0 with it just being like, it ain't nothing?
Is this with men like that are in Atlanta, or is this like just my experience?
I'm gonna say in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'll be looking up. I have great experience with dating in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
I love how you just come here and break the norms.
Yeah.
I talk so much shit about dating.
I be loving
all day, every day.
It's definitely a 2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. It's really, it's iffy here. You're like, what's going to happen?
You might have some fun dates. I guess it depends on also like what you're looking for. Like, do you want a long-term relationship that ends in marriage, a house, and children? Or are you just enjoying whatever that time span is with the person and you move to the next one? If you don't want not too much commitment, you'll have a great time. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. But, so if you want somebody's
because it was fun at first.
It was fun at first.
It was a lot of fun.
And yeah, it was fun at first.
All right, I'm tired.
Yeah, now you get to be a thornback, and you're like, well, I thought I was going to get a linebacker.
And now I have the thorns in my back. God damn. Wait, who pick wrong?
I don't know, though, because I feel like I still I may not be that interested in them, but I still get guys that, like, put in really good effort and really try. All over the place. Hmm. Yeah, all over the place.
I
gotta leave my house more.
I meet them all over the place.
I do.
Anywhere I go. Okay, I had a question because I want to go back to what you were saying about that child's pose thing. I'm really intrigued. How does yoga affect sex, if at all? And then can you give us some more positions? Mm-hmm. I've got some plans coming up and need some help.
Do you guys, when you guys are being intimate with a partner, even with yourself, do you all pay attention to your breathing or try to do any, like, breathing techniques?
I started paying attention to it after we did our bonus episode. So for the listeners, if you don't know, Ayana is a yoga instructor, one of the best out here. And once you told me to, like, really be, you know, take deep breaths, like, and pay attention to your breathing, I started doing that and it helps.
Yeah, she told me about that, but I haven't had sex again yet to try it out. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'm taking care of that soon. But I do pay attention to my breathing when they be like, why are you breathing so hard?
Friend.
Like, are you
friend,
okay?
No, you gotta catch it before they notice.
Yeah. So what should I be doing instead of breathing like a cow?
I love talking to women about pleasure. And it's something that I want to talk more about because of my own experience. Uh-huh. So a lot of... I had trouble orgasming from I can be vulgar, right?
Yeah.
From head, right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
I've always had like trouble orgasming from head, and could never orgasm from penetration. So I would always have to include a vibrator in my sexual, you know, relationships. Mm-hmm. And then 2018, I met someone who I was having a conversation with. Name drop? Sarah.
Oh,
I was having a conversation with Sarah, and Sarah was like, "You need to focus on your breathing, and you need to trust your partner. If you're doing this with someone that you don't trust, you're never gonna come, and especially for someone that has been through maybe sexual trauma." Has, you know, some stagnant energy moving around. And so I was like, all right, well, maybe I've still got some hangups that I just need to breathe through. And so she was like, you know, the next time that you're intimate with your partner, especially if you trust them and you know them, just try to breathe and relax. She was like, you're not relaxing if you're not coming. And so the next time I was intimate with my partner, I just tried to breathe through it, like, cause you know sometimes you can you kind of like tense up, mm-hmm. cause you think you might you're like, oh, I think I'm gonna pee, or I think I'm gonna
fart,
yeah. or
yeah. I just don't know what.
Yeah, something.
You think you're supposed to be doing that? I be thinking I'm supposed to do that.
Supposed to fart?
No, like tense up. Oh, get on my nerves.
I had to ask. I know y'all was thinking it too.
Like tense up.
I've been trying to relax. It's so hard sometimes though.
So the next time, especially try it when you go out of town and try mm-hmm. with your sexual partner. Mm-hmm. If you can just, and if you don't like what you're looking at, just close your eyes. Okay. Pretend like it's somebody that, you know, but try to breathe through it. And if you can catch the right rhythm and the right breath, you'll feel your body just open up in like a, because if you're contracting your outer body, mm-hmm. It starts with the inner body that you're contracting. So the moment I was able to breathe and just slow down my breathing and tell myself, you're okay, you know, just relax, mm-hmm. I started having orgasms from oral sex.
It's crazy how it's all connected.
It's in your breath. And that's what yoga, that's really the specific difference about yoga and another form of physical exercise, is that yoga teaches you how to breathe. So breathing, learning how to breathe and learning how to access that central nervous system mm-hmm. and just calm your nerves down, mm-hmm. it will change your entire sexual experience. Mm. If you girls, and especially the younger girls know this, but the old 30 and up, mm-hmm. We've got to relax and we've got to breathe through it mm-hmm. just a little bit more. And if you're experiencing a lot of pain and a lot of pressure and just like you're not, he's orgasming, but you're not having pleasure from it. Mm-hmm. Think about your breathing. Think about, are you relaxing? How do you really feel when this is happening?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, because porn is lying. All that, that is not, what are you doing, ma'am? Like that
running
is not
lying.
Yeah, you're making your mouth dry. Like,
I love talking to women about pleasure, and it's something that I want to talk more about because of my own experience. Uh-huh. So a lot of, I had trouble orgasming from I can be vulgar, right?
Yeah.
From head, right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
I've always had like trouble orgasming from head, mm-hmm. and could never orgasm from penetration. So I would always have to include a vibrator in my mm-hmm. sexual, you know, relationships. Mm-hmm. And then 2018, I met someone who. I was having a conversation with name drop Sarah.
Oh,
I was
okay.
having a conversation with Sarah, and Sarah was like, "You need to focus on your breathing, and you need to trust your partner. If you're doing this with someone that you don't trust, you're never gonna come. Mm-hmm. And especially for someone that has been through maybe sexual trauma, has you know some stagnant energy moving around. And so I was like, all right, well maybe I've still got some hangups that I just need to breathe through. And so she was like, you know, the next time that you're intimate with your partner, especially if you trust them and you know them, just try to breathe and relax. She was like, you're not relaxing if you're not coming. And so the next time I was intimate with my partner, I just tried to breathe through it. Like, cause you know, sometimes you can, you kind of like tense up mm-hmm. cause you think you might, you're like, oh, I think I'm going to pee, or I think I'm going to
fart.
Or
yeah. I just don't know what.
Yeah, something
you think you're supposed to be doing that. I be thinking I'm supposed to do that.
Supposed to fart?
No, like tense up. Oh. Get on my nerves.
I had to ask. I know y'all was thinking it too.
Like tense up.
I've been trying to relax. It's so hard sometimes though.
So the next time, especially try it when you go out of town and try mm-hmm. with your next, try
don't
with
you
your
worry.
next sexual partner. Mm-hmm. If you can just, and if you don't like what you're looking at, just close your eyes. Okay. Pretend like it's somebody that, you know, but try to breathe through it. And if you can catch the right rhythm and the right breath, you'll feel your body just open up in like a, because if you're contracting your outer body, mm-hmm. It starts with the inner body that you're contracting. So the moment I was able to breathe and just slow down my breathing and tell myself, you're okay, you know, just relax, mm-hmm. I started having orgasms from oral sex.
It's crazy how it's all connected.
It's in your breath. And that's what yoga, that's really the specific difference about yoga and another form of physical exercise, is that yoga teaches you how to breathe. So breathing, learning how to breathe and learning how to access that central nervous system and just calm your nerves down, it will change your entire sexual experience. If you girls, and especially the younger girls know this, but the old 30 and up, we've got to relax and we've got to breathe through it just a little bit more. And if you're experiencing a lot of pain and a lot of pressure and just like you're not, he's orgasming, but you're not having pleasure from it. Think about your breathing. Think about, are you relaxing? How do you really feel when this is happening?
Because porn is lying. All that, that is not, what are you doing, ma'am? Like, that
running
is not
lying.
Yeah, you're making your mouth dry. Like, calm down. Yeah. I want to say I worked on the breathing with my partner. You know when you're orgasming and you feel like you can't take it no more?
Yeah.
You're like, it's okay, stop. But when you do the breathing and you really do be like focusing on, okay, inhale, exhale, you can take it. You could take more.
I wonder if you've ever completed your orgasm.
I probably haven't.
Because if you stop, because
we're all thinking like, have I?
There is a difference. There's like a lot of us, I'm enjoying this conversation so much. So a lot of us, we can think about it like a bit of a heel, right?
Okay.
So we start to feel that little sensation like, okay, am I going to pee? Is this an orgasm? And then it gets more intense and it gets more intense. And what most heterosexual women do is right before they reach that peak, they stop it because you don't know what's going to come after and it gets too much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can breathe through it, you complete your orgasm and it is a very real and different experience.
So
you guys, a lot of us are not completing our orgasms. So just breathe through it. Your exhales, when you're in a little bit of, when you're in a tense, I don't want to say tense situation, but when you're like getting a little uncomfortable, use your exhales. Your exhales are so important. Like, inhale slowly and then think about your exhales, and your exhales is going to help you relax. So,
and do it all slow.
Do it all slow. And to have your partner breathe with you and just be like, listen, mind your business.
Just stop and breathe.
You know, have them breathe with you. And I'm telling you guys, it is a big, big difference.
I mean, I'm about to try it again.
Yeah.
That was a great piece of advice.
Write that in my notes.
We are going to move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we're going to have some advice. And Cassandra and Ayana are going to help us help y'all.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane. And let me tell you about this new spot. It's called Sheba Restaurant and Lounge. The Africans are there. I would say go there on a date, but you might want to go there with your girls, or you might want to go there with someone you just plan on fucking. You know what I mean? It's a great atmosphere, great time. You're going to get drunk. And they have hookah. Here's the address. 1594 Woodcliff Drive, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30329.
We got to take a quick break to let you know that Taste is now vegan. Come on now, I like that. So you telling me I get to pop these pills, my pussy gonna taste good, his juice is gonna taste good, we gonna be having good sex? That's the secret to good sex. Taste. That's why I love it. Makes you taste like fruit, makes you want to give oral, and a couple that comes together stays together. So taste good together. Head over to tastevitainc.com, use code COCKTAILS10 to get the bestie discount. And now let's get back to the show.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it's time for the advice. Remember, if you have a question that you would like to ask us, you need some help with something going on in your love life, your sex life, or whatever, email it to us, askcocktails@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to read, and I hope my computer doesn't die because it's about to. Okay. She says, help, I need advice. Hey, ladies, I'm a 25-year-old, and I am currently in grad school. I just ended a 4-year relationship with my college sweetheart, who is 26. In those 4 years, we graduated together, moved in together, had a baby, and moved to a different city together.
Did they get married?
No.
No, she
didn't. Mm-hmm. I know. We moved very fast. Facepalm. During those years, he has been going through a mild depression because of not landing his dream job right out of college and just in family deaths. I take mental health seriously, but of course, I am not a licensed psychologist, so I cannot see through the masking that some people may do when they are depressed. About 2 months ago, he sat me down and told me that he had cheated on me. And told me he had cheated on me and also gave me chlamydia. I was shattered. I thought I knew his character, but I guess not. I started to make my plans to get my son and get out of the house.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. After calming down 2 weeks later, I agreed to stay. I agreed to stay cordial with him, sorry, because of our child and the fact that I can't have the energy of anger hanging over me. I want to branch out and start talking to other people, but I'm just not interested in other people but him. I feel dumb. He says he wants to make it work and he will stop and he will not stop until I take him back, but I just don't get the cheating. You might as well hate that person, in my opinion, and I just don't believe being depressed will make someone treat the people they love like trash. This is very hard for me to deal with, and I just need all-around advice. Should I focus on myself and talk to other people or make things work with him? Thanks for letting me vent. Bye, ladies.
Okay. I'll say, first of all, it is very fucked up what happened, and you do not have to take him back. But when people are depressed, you never know how they're going to deal with that. So I wouldn't say that just because he was depressed that he can't use that as an excuse. Because maybe that really was why. I don't know. I don't know the man. I know he was wrong for what he did to you, though. And I hate that for you. And also, I kind of feel like whether you decide to date him or you want to see other people, you need a minute to yourself. You don't always have to be dating somebody. And I don't know what kind of pressure you may be feeling from other people or for yourself, but you don't have to date other people. It's almost like you feel like, it sounds like, since things didn't work out with him, you want to replace him with somebody else. And maybe just pause for a minute. What y'all think?
I mean,
everybody breathing hard.
Because I also think it doesn't. You don't get to cheat and be like, I have mental illness. I'm depressed. I cheated. I don't think it gives you a pass either. You're depressed, you have mental illness, and
so
you're
seeking
help.
So what we gonna do about
help,
your depression?
That's what I'm saying. But if you're not actually seeking help, but you're asking me to stay with you, I don't agree with it. And you're gonna have to figure it out. Grabbing up my baby. What Beyonce saying? She said something.
Me and my baby, we gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. We gonna have a good life. Period.
Yeah. Like, if you're not planning on like getting on medicine or going and in, getting into therapy or seeking some sort of help, can we really blame this on like your depression? Because you're not trying to help it.
Mm. What you think, friend? with cheating, specifically around mental illness, a lot of the things that people do in general is just so that they can feel good. Mm-hmm. So it's not really about like them wanting to be harmful to you and not, you know, consider you or not think about you. They're in a place where they don't feel good and they're grabbing at straws at whatever they can do to feel good. That's why some people turn to substances. Mm-hmm. That's why some people act, you know, outside of their norm. So, you know, to me, cheating doesn't really seem that outside of the norm for somebody that might be depressed. They're just looking for anything to make them feel better because they feel so bad.
Or escape their life.
Exactly. They feel so bad. So I would not take it personal. It's nothing to do with you and everything to do with him. I agree with what you said about taking time to yourself. I just don't think we do enough of that in our society. It's just like people don't really feel like they're a whole person if they don't have another person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at 25, 26, you've not really had the time to even get to know yourself. Your frontal lobe is not even done developing. Ooh. So you don't even, you know, his frontal lobe is not done developing. So he's not making decisions in his right mind because y'all's mind is not even fully formed. You got to give yourself some time to, number one, be an adult for real and have a little more experience with life. Do not jump into something else super quick, but give yourself some time. And maybe he is your person and y'all are supposed to be together, but maybe he needs the time to be able to heal. And then because of the hurt that he caused you, you need some time to heal. You're just going to take that baggage and take it into the next relationship. Mm-hmm. So I would say take some time. Don't take the cheating personal, because he's just not in a good place.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
Good advice. I agree. Yeah. I agree with Cassandra.
You know, it's hard out here. I hope that you figure it out. Let us know. Write us back and tell us what ends up happening. If you decide to stay, if you decide to go, if you need me to send him a message and like help out, I got you.
That's going to need to be a voice note.
I
need to get the message
notes
across.
Okay. On that note, we are going to move on to our cocktails and then we'll wrap this thing up. But if you ain't got a buck, I won't cover. Spend a hundred on me, it ain't nothing. Run a double D, so stuck. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face. Turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Okay, so ladies, you know what the cocktails are. It is our fun story at the end, not the drink. So
before we let you share the cocktail, we do want to let you guys know, if you need to re-up on your vibrators, if you need...
Because that breathing ain't working yet. You still trying to get the hay.
Yeah, you still trying to wean yourself. You know, do your thing. You guys go to dameproducts.com. Use code COCKTAILS, COCKTALES, for 10% off. They have cute little toys, good working toys, mm-hmm. waterproof.
Rechargeable.
They have baggies that you can hide your toys in when you're traveling if you just don't want them all out.
So TSA don't be embarrassing you.
Like they've done Kiki and mm-hmm. me. They're like, what is this, man? You're like, sir...
Put it back. Up. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
You know
like
what
it's,
time it is.
Get your little Dame purse, you know, mm-hmm. it works wonders. Dameproducts.com, code COCKTAILS.
Yes. Okay. So which of you would like to go first?
Don't try to play on the cocktail
list. This is the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay. So listen, I might have been wild in 2012 and earlier. So I'm gonna give you guys my worst date experience.
I'm excited. Okay. I love those.
Me too.
All right. So this was when Hipster Atlanta was popping, and you know everybody was. It was like, yeah. Are y'all
Little 5 Points?
Little 5 Points. Okay. East Atlanta. What was that? Department store.
Okay.
That whole scene, and was out at this barbecue and. A picture of mine had went viral that was taken at the barbecue, but on Facebook.
Okay.
And this guy from this guy hit me up from this group that I really liked. It was a local Atlanta group. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, okay. I think you know the story. I was like, okay, he's artsy and he make good music. You know what I'm saying? I'm single. Or available, I should say. there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm house sitting. Let me cook for you. And I was like, all right, I'll always go. I'll go. I'll be down to go. Like, fuck it, let's go. So he's like, I'm house sitting, and I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna cook for you. You know what's you? I'm like, you know, I'm a fish. I was probably pescatarian at the time, or you know, whatever. And he gives me the address. I got pictures for this story, so it's not it's a true story. So I pull up to the address, and you know, it's like this big brown brick building. You know, nothing fancy, but you know, Atlanta was starting to do a lot of remodeling. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is probably one of those places where it looks real shitty on the outside, but then you walk in and it's like, bow. Yes. You know, yeah. You know, here where the money is. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I pull up. And in this parking lot, it was this old guy, and you know how old country black men, they'll turn their dress shoes into slippers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so they step and on the back. And the back be folded, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he is old man in a little Burberry shirt, and he had them Stacey Adams with the he done turned the Stacey Adams to the slip, Adams. And he had on this Jerry Curl wig and a top hat, and he's like, what you
a
looking
top
for?
Hat?
I got the pictures. I'll send them to you. And with a little grocery bag. And he was like, you looking for the entrance? And I was like, yeah. So he points me to the entrance. I go in. All the walls are like this powder blue. And there's this smell. There's like this smell in the place. And I'm like, I know this smell.
And I'm trying to, the lights. Y'all know when y'all watching a scary movie and the lights, they flicker in and
home,
shit.
First of all,
so you know,
it's already,
I'm already here. Like, you know, I guess don't judge a book by its cover, girl. Okay, so the smell. So I'm like, okay, carpet on the floor. I'm like, this is really weird, but maybe it's like, let's just see. So I press a button to the elevator, and the elevator opens, and this old couple, it's a lady in the wheelchair, and this old man is behind her. He got a crutch in his left arm, and he's pushing the wheelchair out. And I'm like, I think this smell is mothballs. It smells like mothballs in here. Okay, I go up I'm like, what floor are you in? I'm on the fifth floor. I'm like, okay, rooftop access. I don't fucking know. So
you still being optimistic.
I'm still being, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, surely he's, you know, Grammy nominated. Surely.
You're still keeping the hope.
This is young Ayana. This is, girl, you stupid. That Ayana. So I'm like, I smell mothballs. So he opens the door, and bitch, in the middle of the room is a handicap shower. You know one of them showers that you have the bars
yes.
on?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a mattress on the floor. And I'm just like, I thought you said you were house sitting. And he was like, I am. For my granddad.
I'm leaving, sir.
Y'all.
And you can suck.
He had bought the rice-a-roni couscous. You know the Right, he bought a tilapia. Y'all know he bought the tilapia.
Not the cockroach of the sea.
He bought a tilapia, the rice around the couscous, and
it was ready.
I'll take my things and go.
When I tell you, but I, you know, I just kept it real cute.
Oh, you stayed.
Friend, I stayed.
You're
I stayed.
So polite.
I stayed just like this. Well, also, I stayed just like this. Well, also, you know, first of all, I was tripping going, I don't really know this guy. Let me just, like, you know, you don't really want to upset. And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas crazy. Mm-hmm. So I just like that, you know, my little paper plate.
I just want to say, niggas be so bold. Like, I don't even like when people come to my house and there's too much laundry sitting around. You brought me to a whole nursing home. Woo, that was a cop
fail.
A whole
nursing home.
Bro.
And the food wasn't even good.
Brent, it was a piece of tilapia and rice-a-roni couscous.
And topped it off with a paper plate. And y'all know how I feel about that.
Girl.
That is rude. Cassandra, do you have a cocktail to share with us really quick? Share it,
girl. I do. It won't be a long one. Okay. I'm not a good storyteller. But I just, when I was with this guy, I can't remember where I met him. But I just know he was bald when it was not cool to be bald. You know, it's cool with a beard now. But back then, it wasn't. So I just thought he looked a lot older than I was willing to date at the time. I probably was 20 or 21. And we were on the date. And, you know, he's just like, you know, going on talking, just being boring. And he...
Niggas be boring.
They be so boring. I'm so unimpressed. But he... What did he say? Oh, he told me that I was beautiful to be a black girl and not like those other Negroes. You know that saying? I'm not like those other Negroes.
Yes.
Basically that.